JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we highlight the restoration of the Kellett Skills Training Center in Clarendon. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we know you've heard about itching palms, but have you ever heard about an itchy knee? Stick around to find out more. The Kellett Skills Training Center in Clarendon is currently being repaired at a cost of $7.9 million under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The center, which was closed last year due to disrepair, is expected to be reopened at the end of this month.
The ambiance will be much better. There should be a more comfortable environment when it reopens as a skills training center. Overall, the community should get a facelift. Because that's also one of the community's pride to be able to boast that they are the top school in heart training center in the hospitality scene, I think.
Managing Director of Contracting Company Sphinx Amalgamated Enterprise Limited, Paul Smith. The works, which started last December, include re-roofing, painting, tiling, electrical and general repairs to the building. In order to give citizens a snapshot at how the country is progressing towards meeting the various Vision 2030 targets, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has launched its e-dashboard of national indicators. This online tool will enhance the transparency and accountability of the monitoring and evaluation process for the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for gender equality.
Emergency, emergency, too much carnage on the road.
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. Hey. He my idiot or what?
What he might listen to all, me can't hear it for a right. Yes.
He not even hear the man blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
George, watch out!
Gosh, I'm dead, him dead, you know?
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth. And as a child growing up, I was told that when your knee is touching you, it means that you are going to sleep in someone else's bed. I have proven that for myself. Whenever my knee is touching me, I know that I won't be sleeping at my house for some time. And that is my experience of Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, our engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr. Remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.